إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worship of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد, فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil matters are those matters which people innovate and introduce into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. O people, have taqwa of your Lord, the one who created you from a single being. And from this single being, He created His wife. And then from both of them, He sent many men and many women. He created many men and many women. So fear Allah, the one from whom you demand your mutual rights. And fear Allah regarding your arham, regarding your families, your ties of kinship, and your relatives. Because Allah is always watching over you. And Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and say a correct word. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. If you do so, then Allah will rectify for you your affairs and forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. He has achieved the greatest success. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ. From the great matters which our religion encourages us upon, rather obligates upon us, is al-adab al-islamiyya, having the correct, good Islamic manners and maintaining a good, noble character. And having good manners and a noble character in line with Islamic teachings, this is the key to success in this dunya and the akhirah. So nothing brings the goodness of this dunya and the akhirah like having good manners and etiquettes. And nothing brings destruction in this dunya and the akhirah like having bad manners. And Allah said in the Quran, He said, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. He said, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. Allah takes an oath. He swears by nafs, the human being, or the soul of a person, the self of a person. He says, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. I swear by the soul and the self of a person and how he has made it upright. Every person, when he or she is born upon a fitrah. And the meaning of fitra is the recognition of a single creator. And the natural iman in at-tawheed. Every single person is born upon a fitra, upon being upright. And then Allah says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. And then Allah shows this soul, shows the self, فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. It's evil and its goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows obedience and disobedience. He makes you aware of good and evil. And then He said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The successful person is the one who purifies his self and his soul. Meaning purifies it with noble manners and good etiquettes and a good character. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And the one who instills in his self corruption and evil and bad manners, lowliness, he said, وَقَدْ خَابَ. He has destroyed himself. He has lost himself. He has failed himself. So in this ayah, Allah tells us that although a person is created as being upright upon a fitrah, innocent, an innocent individual, however, Allah shows this innocent soul the good and the bad. Why? A test. Allah tests us that here is good and here is evil. If you want, you can obey Allah. If you want, you can disobey Allah. Why? As a test. To test the people. So who is the one who is successful? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The one who recognizes the goodness, he knows obedience to Allah, and then he struggles with his self in order to purify his soul. And who is the one who loses out? The one who allows himself to become corrupt. The one who has evil manners and lowly etiquettes. And this word, O Muslims, al-adab and adab, which we translate as manners, it's a very great, profound word. What does it mean? When we say having good adab, having good adab, what does this mean? It means that a person brings about all of the good qualities in all of his life. So a person has to have good adab when it comes to his dress, his clothing, his or her appearance. There's adab for standing and sitting. You bring goodness when you move. You bring goodness when you are still. When you speak, when you are silent, it has to be goodness. When you are traveling, when you are resident. In every single aspect of your life, that you rectify your heart, you rectify your tongue, and you rectify your limbs. And because of good manners, the light of Islam, it shines. Because of good manners, people accept our da'wah and our religion. And this is what gave success to the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the tawfiq of Allah. It was the good manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His kindness, his gentleness, his mercy when giving da'wah to the people. And Allah said in the Quran, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. That it was due to the mercy of Allah that you were soft with the people. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّوا مِّنْ حَوْلِكَ. And if you were harsh, if you were coarse, if your heart was hardened against the people, then they would have fled away from you. Even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because of the gentleness of the Prophet and the kindness of the Prophet, they accepted his message with the tawfiq of Allah. Allah says, and had you been hard and harsh and coarse and hard in your heart, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Then all of them would run away from you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He informs us of the impeccable manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have great khuluq, great manners and great etiquettes. And what were the etiquettes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Adab al-Quran. The etiquettes which are found in the Quran. Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was questioned regarding the manners and the etiquettes and the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she said, kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. That his character, it was the Qur'an. His manners, it was what it is found in the Qur'an. Meaning, the etiquettes and the manners which Allah orders in the Qur'an, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to adorn himself with. So what Allah ordered to do, he would do. The limits which Allah had set, he would stop where those limits are. There was not an etiquette which is found in the Qur'an, except that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would fulfill it. So whoever wants to know the teachings of the Qur'an and the etiquettes of the Qur'an has to look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His etiquettes, his seerah and his teaching. And etiquettes, my noble brothers and sisters, manners, adab are three. There are three etiquettes or three levels of manners which we have to fulfill. First, there is adab ma'allah wa rasul. There is the etiquettes and the manners with Allah and His Messenger. And this is the most important. And then second, al-adab ma'an nafs. Your etiquettes with your own self. And then thirdly, al-adab ma'al khalq. Is your manners and your etiquettes with the rest of creation. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned all of these three etiquettes. Manners with Allah and His Messenger, and manners with your own self, and manners with the rest of the creation in one single hadith. In a short hadith, when he advised Mu'adh radiallahu an, he said, ittaqillah haythuma kunt. Have taqwa of Allah, fear Allah wherever you may be. This is etiquette with Allah and His Messenger. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. And follow up a good deed by doing, follow up a bad deed by doing a good deed, it will wipe it away. This is having manners and etiquettes with yourself. How does a person save himself? How does a person fulfill his own right? That whenever he does a bad deed, he does a good deed. And this good deed, it wipes the bad deed away. And then he mentioned the third manner. He said, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And as for the rest of the people who are around you, then interact with them with good manners. So what is al-adab ma'a Allah wa Rasul? What is having adab with Allah and His Messenger? Having adab with Allah is having at-taqwa. And having haya, being shy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And doing what He has commanded. Stopping at the limits of what He has forbidden. And turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in love and fear, desiring what Allah has from reward, fearing what Allah has from punishment. And you cannot have adab with Allah if you do not fulfill two things. First of all, you have to know Allah. You have to learn about Allah. Tawheedul asma wa sifat. Knowing the names of Allah, knowing the attributes of Allah, knowing the descriptions and the qualities of Allah. And secondly, by knowing His religion, learning about His Sharia, pushing yourself to read and learn and do righteous actions. As for adab with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the Quran is full of having the correct manners with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is in submitting to what the Messenger has ordered. And that you do not put yourself in front of the Messenger. So you do not speak before knowing what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. You do not do an action or make a decision without knowing what is the ruling that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with. And Allah said in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasulihi. O people of Iman, do not put yourselves in front of Allah and His Messenger. In the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this meant that the companions, when they were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they could not speak before he spoke. They had to wait until the Prophet has spoken and made a judgment, and then they speak. However, not putting yourself in front of the Prophet before him, it carries on today. And it remains until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And that is with regards to his sunnah. That do not do anything before you know the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So whoever does a bid'ah in the religion, whoever innovates in the religion has gone against this ayah. and he has shown bad manners and bad etiquette when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then secondly, al-adab ma'an nafs, having the correct manners with your own self. Meaning, you have to make yourself easy in front of Islam. Whenever a command comes, you make it, you find ease in yourself in fulfilling this command. You don't fight against Islam. You find it easy to accept the truth. And also, you take care of yourself. You know your weakness. You hold yourself to account every single day. What are the good deeds I have done today? What are the sins I have done today? So the sins which you have done, you seek forgiveness from Allah. Like the Prophet said, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Whenever you do a bad deed, quickly do a good deed. And then it will wipe it away. And then the third type of etiquette is مَعَ النَّاس, having the correct etiquette with the rest of creation. And this means treating every individual as an individual. And treating and respecting every person according to his or her level. So, the mother and the father, there are certain special adab for them. And the scholar or the imam of the masjid, there is a special adab that we should have with him. And this is a problem today. That people don't respect, don't realize the special status of the imam of the masjid. In how we speak to him. And how we should address him. The terms which we should use. And seeking his advice. And inviting to our gatherings. And there is a certain adab with elders. Certain adab with youngsters. Adab with men. Adab with women. Like the narration which is narrated, أَنزِلُ النَّاسَ مَنَازِلَهُمْ, that give every single person their right. Put them on the correct level. Don't interact with the men like you do with the women. Or the children like you do with the elders. Or your parents like you do with a stranger on the street. Every single level of society and every person has to be treated and respected in that which is befitting for them. And also, in every one of your situations. So, for eating, there are certain adab. For drinking, there are adab. When you, in the car, there is an adab for traveling. When you leave your house, when you enter your house, there are certain adab. Before sleeping, when waking up, there are adab. When you answer the call of nature, when you go to toilet, there are adab. For speaking, there is an adab. For remaining silent, there is an adab. For answering the phone, there is an adab. And this is what our religion calls to. Our religion, it encourages beautiful manners and good etiquettes in every stage of your life. Every action. When you're sitting, when you're standing, when you're putting on clothes, when you're taking off clothes, when you're performing ghusl on Friday, on Eid, there's adab. When you're shaking hands, greeting people, there are adab. And all of these etiquettes have to be fulfilled. In fact, a person who contemplates the Sharia will find that there is not a situation in your life that you go through except there is guidance from Islam. And Islam teaches us the good manners in everything. And this shows us the greatness of Al-Islam. And this is the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was sent to this earth to teach people good, noble manners. He said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have only been sent in order to perfect the noble manners. And all of you know about the great reward and the great virtue for a person who fasts a lot. And you know the reward of a person who stands all night in Qiyam al-Layl. And yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَا يُدْرِكُ بِحُسُنِ خُلْقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمَ الْقَائِمِ. That a person will reach the level of a sa'im wal qa'im, the one who fasts and the one who stands the night in prayer. How? بِحُسُنِ الْخُلُقِ. Just by good manners. By good manners, by a noble character, a person can reach the level of a person who always fasts and spends his night in prayer. And you know that only a minority of people will enter into Jannah. Why? Because the majority of people disbelieve in Allah. The majority of the people, they have su'al adab. They have bad manners with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And for this reason, it is a minority which will enter into Jannah. The majority of this minority will be due to good manners. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, أكثر ما يدخل الناس الجنة تقوى الله وحسن الخلق. He said, the thing which will enter the most of the people into Jannah is having the taqwa of Allah and having good manners and etiquettes. And glad tidings to the person who in Jannah will sit close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet told us that those people who sit the closest to me in Jannah and those people who I love the most are the people who have good manners. How much more happiness can there be? How much more success can there be that a person sits close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah? May Allah make us from them. He said, "Inna min ahabbakum ilayya," that from the people most beloved to me, "wa aqrabukum minni majlisan fil Jannah," and from the people who sit closest to me in Jannah, he said, "ahsanukum akhlaqan," are those who have good, noble manners. And on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, every single person will be scared and fearful. Every person will be looking at their scales. That my scales on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, are they heavy with good deeds? Or are they light of good deeds and heavy with bad deeds? And Allah said in the Quran, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْحَقِّ, that the scales on that day, they will be true. It is a reality. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So those people whose scales are heavy, meaning with good deeds, they are the ones who are successful. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, and those people whose scales are light, meaning they have little good deeds, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, then they are the ones who have destroyed themselves. And do you know the action which is the heaviest on the scales? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Ma min shay'in athqalu 'ala al-mizan min husn al-khuluq." There is nothing which is heavier on the scales than good manners. And therefore, every single one of us has to hold himself to account and try to rectify his manners. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. الحمد لله. الحمد لله عظيم الإحسان واسع الفضل والجود والامتنان. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Ibadallah yuhal muslimun, we spoke about the importance of good manners and a Muslim having a noble etiquette and having a good character. And as I mentioned, we have to assume the good manners in every stage of our life. Good manners with Allah and His Messenger, good manners with your own self, good manners with the rest of creation. And then manners when we are eating, manners when we are drinking, manners when we enter, manners when we leave, manners in our appearance, in our clothing, when we sleep and wake up, the du'as of entering the toilet, coming out of the toilet, having good manners in every stage of our life. And perhaps in the future, inshallah, we will detail this. However, from the situations in which good manners is very important is when you're giving da'wah to the people, when you're calling people to Islam. And every single one of us here is da'i ilallah. Every one of you is a caller to Islam. Do not think that a da'wah is only for the imam, or that da'wah is only for the scholars. Every single person is calling to Islam. So when people look at you, if they see goodness from you and good manners, they say this is their religion. Their religion teaches them good manners. And when they see from you bad manners, disrespect, crimes, they say this is their religion. Look at what their religion and their culture teaches them. So because of manners, you will invite people to Islam. And because of bad manners, you will repel people from Islam. And the best model we have, the best role model, is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah called him وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجٍ مُنِيرًا. He said, and he was a caller to Allah by his permission and a shining lamp. So we look to the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in giving da'wah. And we find from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he was humble and modest in front of the people. So he would visit those who are ill, and he would follow the janazah of the people, and he would accept the invitation of the people. He would advise the people sincerely. He was humble in that he did not like people standing up for him. All the other kings and the leaders and the rulers, people used to stand up for them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to detest people standing up from him. He was humble with the elders. He was humble with the youngsters. When he was sitting with the people, he remained humble. To the extent that the hadith mention that if a Bedouin would come and he would see a gathering, he would not know who is the Prophet and who are the companions. So the Prophet never used to distinguish himself or dress a special way or sit right at the front or on a special chair. He would sit with the rest of the companions, and people would not know who is the Prophet and who is the companion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana jawadan ya'muru bil jud. He was generous and he would order the people to give in charity. Kareeman ya'muru bil karam, and he was kind and he would encourage the people with kindness. Afifan ya'muru bil iffa, and he was modest. He used to protect his privacy or his modesty, and he would order the people with this. Mustaghnin 'anil nas ya'muru bil istighna, and he was independent of people. He wouldn't show his need in front of the people. He would rely upon Allah and order the people with this. Shuja'an haliman ya'muru bil hilm, and he was courageous and he was tolerant, and he used to order with tolerance. Rafiqan ya'muru bil rifq, and he was gentle and kind and lenient with the people, and he would encourage the people with gentleness. Tiba ra'iha, he used to smell nice. He used to dress nice. He was clean in his appearance. And he would order with all of this. And he would not swear or insult or curse the people. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu said, لم يكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سابا. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was not an insulter, somebody who insults. ولا فاحشا, and he was not illicit and lewd in his speech. ولا لعانا, and he would not curse the people. وَلَا بَذِيءَ اللِّسَانِ, and he wasn't lowly in his speech. And he would never seek revenge for himself. And for this reason, when the Jews used to mock him and insult him, and Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, she replied back to them. She became angry, so she insulted them. The Prophet said, يَا عَائِشَا, O Aisha, لَا يَكُونُ الرِّفْقُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَ. Whenever gentleness is found in something, it makes it beautiful. وَمَا نُزِيَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَ, and whenever gentleness is taken away from something, it makes it repulsive and ugly. So these are the etiquettes and the morals and the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because of this, Islam spread. Because of this, people accepted the da'wah. So each one of us has to try his and her best to assume these etiquettes. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك الصالحين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. اللهم أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر, لا إله إلا أنت, وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم أقم الصلاة.